behind this one.
Yeah, we're going to feedback. Yeah, we got to go forward.
Did you hear all of that? If you didn't, I think I'll turn y'all into a frog.
Yeah. Or a set of frogs.
Turn them into a Mercedes. Then I can enjoy them.
And here is an episode, number 91 as it happens, of Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Everybody ready?
All right.
Ready.
Well, in the mystery of the disappearing TV antennas, it looks as if Bullwinkle Moose is the first victim. Assigned to stand guard over a decoy antenna, Bullwinkle ran face-to-face with what seemed to be a 6-foot metal mouse. The meeting lasted only a few seconds, and then Bullwinkle slept soundly until morning. Of course, when he woke up, he found it impossible to tell anybody about it.
Mainly because I don't believe it myself.
Well, I got no other course than to take you in for questioning, Bullwinkle.
Oh, I don't mind questioning. It's the answering I can't do.
Gee, it looks as if Frostbite Falls has lost his TV permanently.
True enough, the town's television sets had been off for some days now, but people still sat in front of them in the evening. A few families had begun to adjust to the situation. Some used their sets as aquariums. Some raised flowers in them.
You want to watch the daisies tonight, Myrtle?
No, turn on Channel 7, Humphrey. It's got petunias.
Some families even used them as makeshift fireplaces.
Turn up the volume, dear. It's getting chilly in here.
Nevertheless, most people found they just couldn't get along without their television.
Come back! Please come back!
Bullwinkle, do you realize that right now we're the only town in the whole world that isn't watching Dallas?
Yeah, that makes you feel kind of spooky, doesn't it?
But at that moment, in the boardroom of the NitNat Network, there was an emergency meeting going on, presided over by their chairman, Quincy Flogg.
Gentlemen, we face a dire emergency. TV antennas are disappearing all over the country.
You mean that people can't watch their programs?
Even worse than that, they can't watch the commercials.
What?
Yes. We're pitching, but they're not catching.
And Quincy Flogg pointed to a map of all the television antennas in the country. As the startled members watched, they could see them disappearing before their very eyes.
We're being wiped out.
We face the fight of our lives, gentlemen, but we'll win.
There's only one question, Mr. Flogg.
Yes.
Who are we fighting?
Of course, the NitNat Network immediately set guards over its broadcasting transmitters located high atop Mount Filbert.
This is silly, if you ask me, Edgar. Who'd ever come clear up to this mountaintop just to...
Now there is something you don't see every day, Chauncey.
What's that, Edgar?
A 6-foot metal mouse.
Oh, I don't know. These woods are full of mice.
But this mouse was a little bit different from most mice, for he went direct to the transmitter and began to bite huge chunks out of the steel tower. In a matter of minutes, the NitNat Network was off the air. Of course, the two guards soon found themselves behind bars.
Why are you here, Chauncey?
I wouldn't tell them what happened. Figured they wouldn't believe it.
Oh?
Why are you here?
I told them. They didn't.
But the NitNat Network wasn't the only one hit. In the days that followed, tower after tower was demolished. What was worse, people all over the country began to slip back into their old-fashioned evening habits, catching fireflies, playing the mandolin. Some people even began to go to bed early. That's why a little while later, a short ceremony was held on a platform of the steps of the Frostbite Falls City Hall.
As your senator, I can tell you that people all over this fair land demand action.
Yeah!
They demand... answers to the burning question of our time. And what is that question?
TV or not TV? That is the question.
Yay! Yay!
Now, truly, this is a task worthy of the greatest mind of the country.
That's right.
The most courageous heart.
That's right.
The most stalwart champion of the people.
You mean?
Yes. I mean Rocket J. Squirrel.
Oh. Ta-da!
Don't worry, folks. I promise I won't fail you.
But even as Rocky spoke, a nearby iron lamppost trembled, tilted, and began to fall directly toward him. Don't miss our next episode, A Knock for the Rock, or The Lamp is Low.
Ta-da!
Thank you very much for your kind attention. We now invite your attendance at the Cell Sale in the Promenade Gallery, which is going to go on until 5 o'clock this afternoon, and also to original art being drawn by some of our finest animators at the table in this hall. Thank you very much.
Spend money.